Section 3. Modern Latin America. Dictators and Democracy. Governments in Latin America have often had times of instability since they gained independence. Many have been ruled by military leaders or dictators, people who rule with total authority, often in a harsh way. During the Cold War, the United States feared the influence of the Soviet Union in the Western Hemisphere. This resulted in the United States supporting leaders who were not always democratically chosen in fair elections. Democratic systems have spread, however, in the past few decades. The United States and Europe have provided models of stable government that have been used to design more democratic governments in Latin America. One example of a Latin American dictator was Augusto Pinochet of Chile. This general ruled Chile for 17 years. Many believe Pinochet was able to keep communists from taking over the country, but others viewed him as a cruel leader who disrespected the rights of anyone who opposed him. Another example is the Somoza family of Nicaragua. This dictatorial family was in power for over 40 years. During their rule, the family grew wealthy while most of the country was in poverty. Even when elections were allowed, the family remained in power until the last leader was assassinated in 1980. Even though elections are held in most Latin American countries today, there is widespread poverty and liberal and socialist leaders dominate politics. Many of the leaders oppose the United States and win support from voters by blaming U.S. policies for problems in their country. The War on Drugs. The war on drugs has been an ongoing battle in the United States and many Latin American countries. Drugs such as marijuana and heroin have been illegally brought to the United States, although markets have grown to include routes around the world. Mexico is working to restructure its police force and fund more opposition to drug cartels, criminal drug trafficking organizations. Recent budgets are spending over $15 billion for public and national security, including programs for crime prevention and justice reforms. Over the last few years, the police force has more than doubled in size and has begun encouraging citizens to be involved in crime control. Mexican states are also revamping their police forces and establishing internal affairs to control corruption. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, one of the country's most powerful drug traffickers, was arrested in 2014. He escaped, but authorities arrested him again in 2016. A Mexican judge ruled that El Chapo could be extradited, sent for trial, to the United States. There, he was convicted of numerous crimes and was sentenced to life in prison. In 2025, U.S. authorities arrested two of El Chapo's sons on drug trafficking charges. Cuba has implemented nationwide programs to keep drugs from being a major problem on the small island nation. A thorough prevention and information program with active policing has kept the drug problem to a minimum. Resources are set aside to prevent drug use from spreading, and drug traffickers usually avoid Cuba because of its strict sentencing laws. The tight control the government has on its people makes controlling drug trafficking somewhat easier in Cuba than in societies where citizens have more freedom. Although Cuba does not have a major problem with drugs, the government has committed to work with the United States on any communication and information sharing. If any criminals from the United States try to find exile in the island country, Cuba is willing to assist in capturing them and returning them to U.S. authorities. Unlike Cuba, where education and strict policing have deterred major drug problems, Brazil has large organizations that operate throughout the country. A major source of drugs such as cocaine, Brazil is a contributor to the European drug market through Western African routes. Many large, sometimes violent cartels control the drugs from within Brazil, but also from bordering countries, Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. These cartels use land routes as well as water routes along the Amazon River. The government of Brazil is aware the problem is a serious one. Officials are committed to taking on this problem, but lack the resources to slow down the drug flow along the country's many borders and waterways. Brazil enjoyed the prestige of hosting the world for the Summer Olympics in 2016, but many in the host city of Rio de Janeiro live in poor, gang-infested areas where violence is fueled by the illegal drug trade. Poverty. With a turbulent history of inequality between Europeans and indigenous peoples, the Latin American people have suffered financially. For hundreds of years, the indigenous and multicultural people have struggled to keep up with the success of European descendants and their families. Non-Europeans in most Latin American countries have always struggled with lower pay and inadequate housing, education, and health care. The foremost problem seems to be that people who are born in a lower class tend to stay in that social structure with no chance of change. Many areas are so challenged they lack the basics of life: clean water, basic supplies, housing, electricity, and basic health care. People's self-esteem and confidence also must be taken into consideration. If their family has always been poor and is used to that way of life, it is sometimes difficult for them to adapt to a life out of poverty. Jobs are mostly found in urban areas away from the poor farming regions, but the same poverty-level problems persist in cities as well as rural areas. Low wages and labor-intensive jobs mean that few people can earn incomes high enough to provide for their families. Migration. Immigrating to another country for a better life is not a new practice. However, new immigration laws and changing economies have changed migration, movement from one locality to another. In years past, people typically moved to the United States from Mexico and other Central American countries. There were more opportunities to find a job and support a family in the U.S. than in their home country. When the economy of the United States experienced a recession or decline in its economy in 2008, the number of Central American migrants slowed. Instead, the Central American migrants spread throughout Mexico, settling in primarily rural regions and away from urban areas like Mexico City. The Mexican government was also trying to lure businesses to the regions by offering business incentives and keeping more of its citizens and those of surrounding countries employed and close to home. Migration from the countries in Latin and Central America to the U.S. is long and difficult. Dangerous and rugged terrain must be crossed with deserts, mountains, and rivers. There is a risk of violence along the journey from the drug cartels. Criminals prey on the migrants as they travel north. In South America, the regional movement has been affected by changes in leadership in countries such as Venezuela, where immigration increased when the economy was poor. People usually migrate to more stable areas with better jobs and living conditions. Technological advances and improved road systems have encouraged migration from once remote areas.